Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight happenings in the Office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, Caribbean Terrace residents to receive new homes, Housing Agency of Jamaica to be restructured, and government lodge Tortuga International Holdings. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. 20 residents of Caribbean Terrace in East Rural St. Andrew are to benefit from the construction of housing units in Harbour View. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, made the announcement last Monday, noting also that those to benefit include individuals whose homes were destroyed by the passage of Hurricanes Ivan in 2004 and Dean in 2007. They will receive houses from the 96 units being constructed by West Indies Home Contractors Limited, WICON, in Harbour View, St. Andrew, under a joint venture agreement totaling more than $1 billion. The construction of the 41-bedroom units, 42-bedroom units, and 16 townhouses will begin in March 2017.
It has been a long haul for those people in Caribbean Terrace. This is the beginning of something, I hope, that will resolve the issues. We recognize, of course, from a government point of view, we do not have the resources to meet housing demand. As such, one of the strategies of this administration will be to utilize an expansive private-public partnership for housing solutions.
The units for hurricane victims will be subsidized. Meanwhile, Minister Chang also reiterated that the government is to restructure the Housing Agency of Jamaica, HAJ. He says the restructuring exercise is aimed at restoring the HAJ to financial viability, noting that the HAJ suffered financial losses of more than $2.9 billion in 2 years and is projected to lose $900 million this year, coming from a profit of $350 million in 2011. Dr. Chang says the restructuring of the HAJ will also seek to wipe out any possibility of corruption and nepotism at the agency and to encourage public-private partnerships in executing housing projects.
We are hoping, of course, in the reorganization and the restructuring of the government process and in the establishment of this ministry to create an agency that will be sustainable and will be above this kind of variation in its activity.
Dr. Chang adds that the government remains committed to providing affordable housing solutions for Jamaica in order to eliminate squatting. Dr. Chang was addressing the recent open house and launch of the first 80 housing units in the Vistas at Runaway Bay project in St. Anne. A total of 250 solutions are to be delivered under the Housing Agency of Jamaica project. Dr. Chang says the Vistas of Runaway Bay project is expected to go a far way in addressing the housing needs in the parish, particularly among hotel workers.
On behalf of the government and the people of Jamaica, I want to congratulate the agency on its beautiful new development, the Vistas of Runaway Bay.
The two-bedroom units, comprising 30 bungalows and 50 townhouses, are being sold at a starting price of $13 million. The units come with solar panels and a solar water heater. Amenities include a clubhouse with pool and gym and a jogging trail. In the meantime, Minister without Portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Daryl Vaz, has lauded Tortuga International Holdings for helping to boost the productivity of Kingston with the opening of its new $3.5 million US bakery. Speaking at the official opening of the Tortuga Rum Cake Factory, Tortuga House, on Retirement Crescent in Kingston, Minister Vaz described Tortuga as a world-renowned brand synonymous with excellence. He expressed hope that the company's operations will enjoy success at this location and that it will be a shining example to other investors in Jamaica. He adds that the establishment of the bakery is a strong signal of private sector confidence in Kingston as a production hub. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for tuning in. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.